Everyone, today we're reading John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. So Jesus here with his disciples, the first thing he says is, let not your hearts be troubled. The reason he says this is that in this moment in time, his disciples, their hearts are troubled because they're here at this Last Supper with Jesus. And Jesus is talking about like dying. He's talking about all these things. He's been prophesying this, predicting this to them, and they're not understanding. And there's maybe a sense of unease in their hearts about what's going on. And the truth is, even beyond this point in time, later on, there'd be much reason, there'd be a lot of reason for their hearts to be troubled as well, as they face in the early church persecution and struggles and stuff like that. And what Jesus tells them in this midst of their hearts being troubled is to believe in God, believe in me. Now, we all face different times in our lives where our hearts are troubled and we're struggling and we don't know what to do, or like things are really hard and we need, in a sense, comfort. Right? This is the context that Jesus' disciples are in. They're troubled by things. They're not sure what's going on. And what Jesus tells them is, believe in me. But beyond that, he also says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many rooms. And he's essentially saying to them, you can come and join me there. I'm preparing a place for you. You're going to be welcome in my Father's house. And this kind of example is really cool, actually, for us to think about. It's a kind of a picture of hospitality, if you will, is if, obviously, you have to imagine this in a non-COVID season, right? But if you have, say, you have no plans, or you're not sure what to do for Christmas or whatever, and a friend of yours says, hey, my family's house is welcome for you. Like, there's a room, we have an extra room for you. We're going to, like, you don't have to bring anything. We'll feed you, we'll take care of you. We can hang out together. You can play. It's like you're part of our family. That's exactly what is kind of happening here, where it's like this idea that we're just welcome into the Father's house. There's a place for us. We're welcome there. There's a place set up for us. We're going to feel right at home there. This is what Jesus is telling his disciples. Like, when you can come to this place that I'm going, and you're going to be welcome there. It's going to be awesome. Now, Thomas here is confused. He says, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And it's because at this point, Jesus' disciples, they still didn't understand. They didn't understand what Jesus came to do. They don't know, like, how do we find a place like that? Where can we go? How do we go to the Father's house? He didn't understand. And really, I think it's representative of the disciples. None of them understood at this point. But they would remember these words later on. And Jesus says to him that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's saying, I am the way to my Father's house, right? They don't know the way to get there. And Jesus is telling them, this is the way. Believe in me. Follow me. Jesus is saying, I'm speaking the truth. This is the word of God. You can trust what I'm saying. And he's saying, the life. It's with me. You have abundant life, eternal life, real life. You can experience that. And you can. This all happens as you follow me, go through me to the Father, to his house. Jesus is the way and the truth and life. It's through Jesus that we can find comfort and joy and peace. It's in Jesus we find like the answers we're looking for. We can find comfort for our souls and find that place where we can feel at peace, at ease. Like, we're welcome here. We don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to earn anything. We're just welcome in this home. It's only through Jesus. And one thing that's encouraging here actually, is that, Thomas here is the one saying, like, we don't understand. I don't know what's going on here. And really, that's why Thomas is often called like doubting Thomas, right? And here he's expressing doubt, but Jesus is just declaring to them. If first he says in verse 7, if you had known me, you would know my Father also. He's kind of saying like he's implying that you don't, but he says from now on, you do know him. You do know him, and you will see my Father. Jesus is declaring faith over his disciples, saying, in spite of the trouble of your hearts, in spite of the doubts, I will continue to be the way, the truth, and the life for you. As we know these really important words of Jesus, we need to follow. That's what we need to remember. We need to follow Jesus. We need to continue to go towards him and know that he is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And that we need to follow him to find that joy and that peace in our hearts and our souls. We're all longing to find a place where we feel at home. And that's not here. It's in our Father's house. And the only way there to find that eternal peace, that truth, that life is through Jesus. Let's pray we trust in him. Let's pray that we follow him. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you're the way, the truth, and the life, and that in you and through you, we can find life and hope and joy eternal. We can find comfort and peace. We can find where our home is. We've been longing and trying to find our home on this world too often. And so, Lord, I pray that there will be a renewed sense in our hearts where we understand that in you, Jesus, we find that hope and that joy. Help us, God, to find that in you, Lord, to recognize that you are the only way to the Father, the only way to that kind of peace and comfort and joy. Help us, God, in our doubts. Help us, Jesus, to trust in you and believe in you. We pray for your Spirit to work in our hearts, refine our hearts, and I pray that more and more we'll discover that you're that only way, truth, and life. Bless us, Jesus, as we follow you. In your name we pray. Amen.